Well, good morning to Interbet team and welcome. Greyville Polytrack, Friday the 14th of August, and we have an 8-race program starting off at 4:07 this afternoon. First race is a open maiden over 1,000 meters. So open maiden, look at the weights. Well, if you look at the weights here, the horses with the top weight are definitely the best horses, but the horse that comes in the best is Barry's Boy. He's got 59.5. He gets 2 kilos from Camogie, number one. That gives him a huge chance, and he is the 17-10 favorite. The money's all be for Sibs and Corbo's runner, Enjoy the Ride. That's been backed in from 6-1 to 7-2, number two. Three fair runs probably will improve here. Camogie comes off a rest. I thought that's a big player. And then some of the horses with lower weights, I thought Cartel Queen, best open maiden runs, has been 1 length and 3 lengths off them in open maidens, and it goes best on the poly, and it gets a 2-kilogram claimer, gives it a chance. Look for Bon Appetit and Ka Chao to improve at the weights too. They're both right at the bottom of the weights. Race 2, maiden plate, 1400 meters, absolute three-cornered contest, 1, 2, and 3. La Concierge, third run, poly, Cape Form. 2, Mustang Highway, great last run, improved, and that was on the poly. And 3, Nautical Fire, third run after a rest and had 3 good runs. Danny Atlas has been backed number 8, and it is a blinker strike, and often that makes a big, big difference. Race 3, open maiden fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. Well, I thought 2 horses here. 5, that's a gimme, good last, took a huge drift in the betting. Probably needed the run badly, and I think this will be absolutely up its alley. 9, Anything But Love. Damello jumps on this one from Thackeray. That's a huge jockey up there. Put the earmuffs on it, and I think it's a stable change as well, so that makes a huge difference too. As a result, I think only these 2 horses. I know Chook's Kiss was a 9-4 second favorite, but it's got to give weight to these, and I think that that might be its undoing. But it has run pretty well on the poly. Race 4, Sea Stakes, 1,200 meters, 2 horses here. 1, Skyrocket, definitely will improve on the poly. This horse has had its 2 warm-ups and looks like it's probably ready. It's been in Durban for quite some time now. This is a perfect race for Skyrocket. 2, She's a Machine is the backup. She loves the course and distance, 5-1-2. Third run, everything in her favor. She's a machine to go really, really well here. Your favorites are 3 and 4, and both these 3-year-olds have got some sort of chance, but I'm going with the top 2, the older horses. I think they might just hold sway here. Race 5, D Stakes, 1,200 meters. Not so easy. 1, Master Silvana, has got some form. Got to have a chance in this type of class. 2, Victor Rail. Damello jumps on this, got very good form. The 7-year-olds come to form lately and done well with Yadav Singh. And then I thought you've got to add 6 Saudi Sweep, which is a 12-1 shot, and maybe the best each way on the day, because they pay 3 places in this race. Gets Devesh, and his course and distance suited, everything in his favor, and 8 Cops of Klopsy. I can't leave this one out. 5-1. Larina rides it. Course and distance 2 and 1-2. Big, big chance. Race 6, B Stakes, 1,000 meters. I thought you needed 3 horses here. 1, Kalahari Roller, got good form, gets a 4-kilogram claim. 2, Kaitera, which is my top choice, has had 2 very good runs on the poly. I think it's absolutely teed up for this race and probably a lot better than its merit rating. It's only had 11 starts, 2 wins and 6 places, and it's all Cape form. 7, Blazing Fury, absolutely doddled in last time. 4-point penalty, Damello sticks with it, and it's a course and distance 3-1-2, so go well here. Race 7, B Stakes, 1,600 meters. Please Be True, Sundance Kid, 2-horse race. Royal Sword might be the other one. Race 8, Fillies and Mares, Class 5, 1,400 meters. I like 2 Red Coral as my bank on the day. I'm going with a strongly way ahead on the speed rating, got good form. Goes well on the poly, has run 2 seconds. The arena on it, I just can't see past it. I suppose maybe pour some sugar on me is a danger with Oklahoma Girl. That's the way I see this race. Red Coral, I think it's absolute blind. the spread for the Bulls game against the All Blacks is 30.5. Now, I think that 30.5 is far too small a spread. I think that the All Blacks will give the Bulls at least 35, probably close to 40. And the total points you can get to 65. I don't see the Bulls scoring more than maybe 10 points. Certainly worth having a look at that on Interbet. You can get onto those spreads on Interbet. Just go onto the sports section and have a look at rugby, and you'll see there's many spreads there. You can get involved wherever you like. Have a great one.